Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Good morning. By the dawn's early light in New York City, we have beautiful sunshine today. Craig Allen says very warm and humid, maybe an isolated thunderstorm with a high near 90. Heat index readings today into the mid-90s. Thursday, July 2nd. Good morning. This will be a big holiday weekend for the Jersey Shore. Casinos, amusement parks, water parks, and arcades can all reopen today with limitations. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live from Casino Pier in Seaside Heights. Marla?
Yeah, no legal gambling here. You can do the games of chance, maybe win a stuffed animal. It's quiet now, Steve. But soon the pier will be filled with the squeals and screams of visitors. Casino Pier's Maria Salzman says they're ready.
We have a Ferris wheel, we have Hydra's the roller coaster, the wave swinger, a lot of kiddie rides. Our mermaid parade ride for the kids will be open this year. So we're really excited just for everyone to come out.
But as per the governor's orders, the pier and water park will operate at 50% capacity. Masks will be required. Seaside Heights Mayor Anthony Vaz is not concerned about an increase in COVID cases from visitors from out of state.
I don't see us getting a lot of Florida people. I don't see us getting a lot of California people or Texas people. Our basic flock comes from Jersey and New York and sometimes from Philly. We do, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for us.
And while many will grab a slice at picnic tables here on the boardwalk, the mayor does regret that restaurants will not be able to welcome people inside and out of the heat. Indoor dining is on an indefinite pause here and across the state. And we're live at the Jersey Shore. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Rockland County Health Department is dealing with a cluster of COVID-19 cases linked to a big party held last month in Clarkstown. But people who got sick after going to that party are not cooperating with contact tracers. Let's go live to New City. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has that story. Sean?
Man, we're just off the phone with Rockland County Executive Ed Day for the update. So those eight people who apparently contracted coronavirus at a party and are now not cooperating with the contact tracers, they have been slapped with subpoenas, and they're supposed to go before a judge later today. The host of that party 2 weeks ago had symptoms. Day calls that behavior reckless and selfish.
What we want is people to comply, make life easier for everybody so we can take every necessary step to interrupt the spread of this virus, make sure we do not have a cluster or a spike here in Rockland County. That's good for everyone. However, anyone who believes that they can just turn around and thumb their noses at the health department needs to understand something. We will take everything possible to make sure that they cooperate. That includes heavy fines of $2,000 a day.
Day says some of these same people planned more parties this weekend, so police will be watching. And he adds that the parents have been covering up for some of these young folks, and they too could be hit with fines. Live in New City, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Work will begin today on a large Black Lives Matter mural on Fifth Avenue, right outside Trump Tower. The Daily News says work will start this morning on Fifth Avenue between 56th and 57th Streets. It could take several days. President Trump has slammed the move. He calls the mural a symbol of hate and accuses Mayor de Blasio of denigrating the city's greatest street. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont has launched a scathing attack on President Trump, saying the president would stand up for Confederate statues, but, quote, wouldn't lose any sleep if the Statue of Liberty was knocked off her pedestal. The governor's comments came after three black teenagers on bicycles were chased and harassed by two white men in Manchester last week.
We can't get anything done unless we change the heart. We can't get anything done unless we stand up for justice, stand up for decency, and stand up for Black Lives Matter.
Beautiful morning in New York City. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, you don't expect the widespread thunderstorms like we've had the last day or two.
Yeah, the last couple of days have really broken loose during the afternoon and evening hours with some pretty vivid thunderstorms out there. 70 right now, all's quiet. There will be some clouds that build up. There could be an isolated thunderstorm or two, but in answer to the question, no, it should not be an outbreak like the last couple of days around here. The trigger for it all is just not there. So 85 to 90, but don't rule out an isolated thunderstorm or two. Warm and muggy for tonight. Lows just in the upper 70s, near 70 in the suburbs. Tomorrow has a better chance of seeing some thunderstorms late day or evening, the first part of the night, tomorrow night. Highs tomorrow again, 85 to 90. And then for the fourth, clouds, some sun, a spotty thunderstorm is a possibility. Not too much, just a lot of clouds around, and highs on Saturday will stay close to 80. Right now, 70, humidity 81%, and again, today's high up near 90.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.